when we go to the Detroit area, Rochester Hills. Julie Cadman joins us today, and the topic is autism. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning, Greg.
I want to hear your thumbnail story about how you got involved in all this. It's pretty interesting.
Thank you. Well, we got involved in this because, first of all, we adopted all of our children internationally, and one of our children over the last 9 years has had some complex issues that has basically had us go to doctors and therapists and practitioners in 14 different states to get him where he's at today.
Where is he at today, and what was the diagnosis?
Well, where he's at today is there's light at the end of the tunnel. He's doing well. He's in school. He's mainstreamed. But the diagnosis was initially sensory integration disorder and PDD-NOS, which is pervasive developmental disorder, otherwise non-specified. So it kind of looks like Asperger's. It's a little bit of autism, but you're not really sure what it is. And then about 2.5 years ago, we found out that our son also had a diagnosis called PANDAS. And a lot of people, us included, were not sure, did not know what that is. And PANDAS is an autoimmune disorder associated with strep. Often there's an acute onset, and we literally, that was kind of like the smoking gun. Once we found that out, we realized that a lot of our son's issues were happening because when he was around sick people or he became sick, his mm-hmm. brain would get inflamed.
So you kept finding out more and more.
We did. We did. It's like every time we thought we had the full answer, we'd get more information.
Uh-huh. You're having and hosting a big conference coming up that certainly people with that have children with autism or even, I guess, related types of disease would certainly be interested in likely attending.
We are. We're having it actually Saturday, October 19th in Troy at the Troy Community Center. And what we're doing is we're focusing on, we're calling it Solutions for Complex Kids, and it's for families whose children are struggling with like ADD or ADHD, the PANDAS, anxiety, kids that are on the spectrum that have learning issues, and also some sensory processing. Because quite often these children are high functioning and they look fine, and parents end up banging their head against the wall and not sure, what do I do next? Where do I go? How mm-hmm. can I help my child?
So what will this conference, what will this be about, and who should be there, I guess, Julie?
You know, I think families who are either in the beginning of the recovery journey with their child or even toward the end, or families who even have older children that have issues, or even adults, because even though we're calling it Solutions for Complex Kids, we're having 6 different topic tracks.
Mm-hmm.
And what we did, Greg, is we sat down with our board and we sat down with other families that are kind of in the trenches and going through this, and we said, what are the 6 topics that you have had, I guess, that has helped your child the most or has helped you the most? And so what we did is we came up with those 6 topics, and we're able to come up with our dream team of who would we bring in to talk about that. So in one day, we're going to have intensive training and ability for families to hear information, ask questions, and assimilate it.
Mm-hmm. And you'll have some very knowledgeable, distinguished guests on hand.
We will. We're actually, just to give you a quick rundown, we're going to have Dr. James Neuenschwander, or Dr. New, who's going to be coming in from Ann Arbor. He's an MD talking about biomedical therapies. We've got Dr. Susan McCready, also an MD, coming in from Ann Arbor about nutrition. We have Sergeant Goodchild. He's coming in from the Boston area, and he's going to be talking about neurological reorganization. And his story alone is worth the price of admission mm-hmm. because he would have been considered severely autistic. His parents were told they should institutionalize him, and instead he ended up going through this therapy that helped remap his brain, and he ended up graduating from an Ivy League school and is now married with a child. So he's absolutely incredible. So he'll be there. We have Dr. Michael Husmillo, who is a pediatric neurochiropractor, and he'll be talking about the importance of structure. We have a husband and wife team that are coming in, Joy and Des Davis. They are parents of special needs adopted children, and they're certified Heather Forbes Beyond Consequences therapists. So they'll be talking about how to help your child when your child is frustrated and out of control, and how to regroup that so that it doesn't become a huge fight. And then the last topic we have is education and IEP advocacy, and we have Holly Blommer coming in. She is just amazing. She's got a strong background with the emotionally impaired K-12. She's a former teacher and principal in California and Michigan, has won numerous awards. And she has the viewpoint that she understands how administration works. Mm-hmm. She understands what the parents want. And she wants to do what's best for your child. And she comes in and she's able to really help what can be a contentious situation by helping the child to get the services they need and helping the school to figure out how to work more appropriately with the family.
Well, what a tremendous opportunity for parents with autistic kids or similar, I guess, Julie.
We think so. We're excited, and we've been able to, oh, and I forgot to tell you one more person we have coming. We have Ms. World International, Heidi Scheer. She's going to be coming at lunch. She'll be our speaker, and she's an autism health advocate, was Ms. World International in 2011. Her son is about 90% cured of his autism diagnosis, and she's going to be giving a lot of inspiration and hope in her story.
So how do people get into this conference?
Well, what they do is they can go to our website, which is just thearcofhope.org, and it's the word the and then arcofhope.org, and they can purchase tickets online.
Okay. You talk about complex kids. What are the symptoms that make a child a complex kid? Why do you use complex kid?
That's a great question. We came up with that because we were struggling with, do we want to call a child special needs? What do we call them? Because a lot of these children, I guess the best way to describe it is, a lot of times if there's a medical condition, you take a pill, you have an operation, and you feel better. But with these complex kids, they're often dealing with multiple issues or diagnoses.
Mm-hmm.
They might have autism, they might have ADD, they might have some anxiety and learning issues all on top of it. And we're calling it complex because this is not one shot, we're done. This is usually a multi-approach where you're looking at a lot of different treatments, and they have to work in concert with one another.
Well, there's no pill for autism.
No, there's not. I think if there were a pill, there would be a line around the world to get it.
Yeah. What has helped you with your diagnosis? I know you've put an awful lot of effort into this.
Well, a lot of the therapies that will be there and some of the doctors will be there have helped us, but I thought about that and I thought, what are the top three things that have helped? And they would be nutrition, the neurological reorganization, and then therapeutic parenting.
Mm-hmm.
And you probably heard, most of your listeners have probably heard Jenny McCarthy talk about nutrition and the gluten and casein-free diet, how that helped her son. Well, we started that when our son was four, and he still will heartily complain because he wants to eat normally and he wants to have cheese like everyone else. But we have noticed with him that he has a huge issue with dairy. Gluten has not been a huge issue, and I guess the caveat I need to make is what's for our child does not necessarily work for everyone else.
Right.
And that's why it's complex and that's why it's hard. With the therapeutic parenting, we read a lot of books, we got online, we talked to parents, and we found out about communities of families who had children that were horribly out of control, and then we were hearing some of their testimonials and what they were doing. And Heather Forbes has some amazing background. She adopted two children from Russia that have reactive attachment disorder that she's recovered. And then she went on to put together training sessions and to work with families. And we actually, like I said, we have Joy and Des that are coming that will be talking with families and helping them to understand how to work with your child, that it's not about modifying your child's behavior, it's understanding the trauma or fear that's underneath the behavior.
Julie, if you had this to do all over again, what and you thought your child was having an issue, what would be your first step?
My first step would be to get some exhaustive medical testing done, because for us, we went all over the country, and it wasn't until 2.5 years ago that we finally stumbled upon he has an autoimmune disorder. And because a lot of times autism, maybe bipolar, maybe fetal alcohol, all these different diagnoses will have pieces of the same commonality, and they might look similar. So I would really encourage families to get online, to ask other families and find out who are the best doctors, who are the best therapists or practitioners. And also, I would have much earlier gotten online and listened to my gut.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the best advice I would give families is if you think that there's something wrong, especially if your child is young, if you think there's something wrong, there's something wrong.
Now, I have no knock, certainly with the medical profession, but and correct me if I'm wrong, I mean, I'm sure many times you go to your family doctor and there is just simply misdiagnosis.
I think so, and especially with the PANDAS diagnosis, what we're dealing with, a lot of doctors are not familiar with it,
mm-hmm.
and they don't understand. Our specialist that we work with is out of New Jersey that we consult with our local doctors here. And, in fact, I spoke at NAMI a few months ago because they were not as knowledgeable, and they wanted to hear. It's just it's newer, and people are not as aware. So really, there's opportunities out there.
And there must be new information coming up all the time.
Well, there is, and we're finding out more and more that there's a lot of plasticity with the brain. We used to think that a child, if they were born a certain way, that's the way they were. And now we're finding out that by using certain body movements, by doing certain supplements or nutrition, that they can significantly improve their ability to function and just succeed.
Mm-hmm. Is there a way to tell when a child is an infant? Are there any measurements there that would alert a parent?
You know, I think there are. I think if you have a child, like especially there's a long list, and you can go to different websites and find out when you're looking specifically at autism.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a child that isn't talking or is behind with speech, or you have a child that isn't crawling or isn't moving or is extremely busy. And that was one of our early things that we noticed. Our son suddenly stopped talking. He became extremely busy, extremely hyperactive. When we had him around other children the same age, he was the little boy that wanted to be on the roof experimenting and curious and, you know, good things, but things that were like, whoa, let's slow you down. What's going on?
Well, great opportunity here. Julie, if you would, give us the information on the conference and how people in our area could possibly sign up.
Okay, again, they can go to thearcofhope.org, and it's just the word the and A-R-C of hope.org. Go ahead there, click on the button, and can I tell how much tickets are?
Sure,
or,
absolutely.
Okay. An individual ticket is $87, and if you sign up with someone, your ticket will be $67 for each of you, so you'll get a $20 discount if you go with a buddy. So we're encouraging especially families and caregivers to go together.
And this is, more or less an all-day, one-day conference?
It's an all-day, one-day conference. And what is going to be different and really exciting about it is, for those of your listeners that aren't aware of what a TED conference is, it's kind of a hybrid TED in that you'll get an opportunity to hear from all seven of our speakers in the morning. They'll give a 15-minute wow presentation.
Mm-hmm.
Then at lunch, we're going to hear from Heidi Shear, her inspirational story, and I have to tell you, I'm a major foodie, and what we've done, we've been on special diets for years. We have been able to get together with, from Whole Foods to Rumi's Passion and our caterer, Half Day Cafe, to put together some really good gluten, dairy-free food that not only tastes good, but it's nutritious and it goes along with the conference, so they'll get that. Then in the afternoon, they're going to have an opportunity to listen to a longer presentation of two of the six topics. And then the very end of the day, we're going to wrap it up, bring everybody in, and everybody's going to have a book. And in the book, there'll be a place for their notes, a place for resources, a place to gather contact information for people you may meet that can help give you support. And we're going to spend the last 30 minutes going over what is your plan.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do on Monday?
So really, if you have a child with any really learning disability, this would certainly be beneficial.
It would, because so many of the different people that are going to be there, they help children that have learning issues, whether we have some people going that their child is very gifted, but they're having issues with the school's ability to figure out how to focus the child.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to have some opportunity to learn some new techniques.
Julie, thanks so much for the visit. We'll get the word out for you, and maybe do a follow-up after your conference, see how that went.
Oh, we'd love to. Thank you so much for your time and letting us talk about it today.
Thanks, Julie. Julie Cadman from Rochester Hills, ArcOfHope.net.